We'll pray. Lord, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe all that you say. Grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. In our school and churches, we frequently hear the word glory. We heard it yesterday in the chapel. Can you define the word glory? The dictionary says that it means high renown or honor won by notable achievements. Or it means magnificence or great beauty. With these definitions, we might say that a man's glory lies in the things that he has done or the remarkable characteristics that he has. These are things that make people praise him or hold him up for everyone to see. Here is your good example. These are the kinds of things that make a person shine like a light in the minds of people. The Hebrew word for glory has a basic meaning heavy or weighty. And the idea is that all the praiseworthy attributes and achievements are seen as heaping up into a pile that could be placed on a scale to see how much these things weigh. The greater the number of them and the more praiseworthy they are, then the greater is the weight. And so they become weighty. So it is with God. Let's let God describe his glory. When Moses was on Mount Sinai, he asked God to show him his glory. God responded, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you." Now notice that in response to the request to see the glory of God, the Lord replies that he will make his goodness pass before Moses and would proclaim his name. The next morning, Moses went back up onto the mountain. Then the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. This is what he said he was going to do to show Moses his glory. He proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God," well, that's Jehovah. So Jehovah, Jehovah God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. Behold the glory of the Lord. The weightiness of these glorious attributes exceeds anything that might be measured on an earthly scale. And this is just a partial listing. He doesn't mention such things as eternal, unchangeable, infinite, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. What he does mention here are the most weighty of his characteristics, the great goodness that brings salvation to a sinful world. In our hymns, we praise God for being eternal and infinite and almighty. However, many more hymns praise God for his goodness toward us. We praise him for his mercy and his grace, his long suffering, his truth, his forgiveness, his righteousness. These are indeed weighty attributes, without which we would be lost forever. These are the kinds of attributes that produced glorious actions, moved God to send his son into the world, into this cesspool of iniquity. They moved Jesus to let himself be covered with the nauseating filth of our sins, so that by plunging himself into the depths of hellish horror, he could pay for all the evil that we've done. Glory. Football players receive glory for throwing a little pigskin down the field. Basketball players are glorified for putting a little round ball into a hoop. These are nothing, weighing less than an ounce on the scale of glory. On the other hand, soldiers and policemen are glorified for making sacrifices, even to death, to protect us. And that weighs much, much more. The Lord himself says, greater love has no one than this, than one lay down his life for his friends. But then people get glory for their looks, their muscles, their hair, their clothes, and other trivialities. Beside the glory of God, all of that is nothing. And God says, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these I delight. Then Moses quickly bowed his head to the earth and worshipped. That was his reaction to seeing the glory of the Lord. So when we behold the glory of the Lord, our own unworthiness, our own wretchedness is exposed in the brightness of that glory. And all of our own attributes and achievements seem to be nothing more than shiny trinkets covered with filth. So we cannot but hang our heads in shame for what we have done. And then lift up our voices in praise to Jesus, who loves us so much that he gave himself up for us, that he might sanctify and cleanse us, that he presents us to himself a glorious church, holy and without blemish. There is glory. Christ is our glory. As he is, so are we. How weighty is that? How glorious! The sum total of the greatness of our God. So great is the glory of our God that it generates its own light. A light so bright, so blinding, that God said to Moses, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live. You shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen. But the day will come, as it did for Moses, thanks to Jesus, that God will glorify these vile bodies, and we will see God in all of his glory, and we will live through it. We will live forever basking in that light. Godspeed that day. Amen. Let us glorify our God with hymn 244, verses 1 and 2.
Glory be to God, the Son. Glory be to God. I have a question again today. Tomorrow the boy